It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A federal judge stopped Texas from cutting off Medicaid dollars to Planned Parenthood. Lawmakers had tried to stop funding over secretly recorded videos taken by anti-abortion activists in 2015. U.S. District Judge Sam Sparks made the decision today, which will preserve non-abortion services for nearly 11,000 low-income women. Texas is now one of at least six states where federal courts have kept Planned Parenthood eligible for Medicaid reimbursements for non-abortion services. 2 years ago, Ana Zamora was on top of the world. She'd written a letter to then-President Obama, who invited her to a State of the Union address. Here's what she told KERA in 2015.
And in the letter, I expressed my story and what I expected from the future and how grateful I was to be a recipient of DACA.
DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Obama created it to keep approved young immigrants in this country. Today, the Department of Homeland Security issued new guidelines that would enforce President Donald Trump's executive orders on illegal immigration. The directives, though, don't affect DACA. Last fall, while Trump was running for president, he vowed to end the program. As KER's Gus Contreras reports, that leaves people like Ana Zamora in limbo.
Ana Zamora spent the last 2 years teaching kindergarten at Uplift Triumph Prep, a charter school near Love Field.
If you're at 8, how many more do you need to get to 10? Yes, Mia?
Two more.
Two more. Because if you, everybody show me 8 fingers.
And despite having a work permit in the U.S. until 2018, she's feeling a little shaky.
If you put yourself in my place, this is exactly how I feel. You're just like walking and you don't know when you're going to fall.
750,000 young unauthorized immigrants have gotten work permits and deportation relief through the DACA program. Zamora's been a recipient since it was created in 2012 and has to reapply every other year. Candidate Donald Trump had some pretty strong words about the so-called dreamers, like Zamora during the campaign last fall.
I want dreamers to come from the United States. I want the people in the United States that have children. I want them to have dreams also. We're always talking about dreamers for other people. I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. They're not dreaming right now.
In a press conference last week, President Trump hit a different note.
We are going to deal with DACA with heart. I have to deal with a lot of politicians, don't forget. And I have to convince them that what I'm saying is right.
Trump sparked protests at airports in Texas and across the country last month with executive orders that target refugees and travel, not DACA. Still, Zamora's looking for something a little more stable.
Throughout time, we have seen that it was only a Band-Aid. And so currently right now, I feel like many people don't feel safe because DACA is just a permit for you to be able to work. You're not legally here and it can be taken away at any moment.
The term dreamer comes from the DREAM Act, first proposed in Congress a decade and a half ago, but never passed. A bipartisan group in Washington is now behind what's known as the Bridge Act. It would give people like Zamora 3 years of deportation relief and permission to work. Even though Republican senators like Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake have signed on, Lisa Garcia Bedoya doesn't hold out much hope. She's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, who specializes in race, gender, and class.
I think the chances are low, but I think the fact that the chances are low really speaks to how much the context of immigration policy has changed and the fact that we are at a place where just the extension of DACA, which is less than the DREAM Act, right, in the sense that it does not allow a true path for legalization for these individuals, the fact that even that has no likelihood of passing in the House of Representatives really speaks to how far we've come on this issue.
Zamora's come a long way, too. She was a toddler when her parents left San Luis Potosí, Mexico, for Dallas. Her two younger siblings were born here, leaving her as the family's outlier.
I never made a decision to come to the United States. It was my parents' decision, and so sometimes we're blamed for that, but really we're just here, and we've served so much to the United States, and the United States has given to us as well. And so for us, I feel like we are Americans, and so we don't see it another way.
And even though she says it's hard to plan anything beyond the next 2 years, she still holds on to the hope of a green card. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. While people regularly give coats and outgrown shoes to those in need, homeless shelters and the women who live there are often without essentials, like bras and feminine hygiene products. Today, Courtney Collins looks at a grassroots effort to change that.
30 women and about 60 kids called Dallas's Center of Hope Shelter home. Annie Moore is one of them. She'd been staying with family until her mom said there just wasn't enough room anymore for her and her four little ones.
2 days before I came here, I was going around everywhere looking for a shelter. It's kind of hard not knowing where I'm going to go sleep tonight, where I'm going to feed my kids.
She's been living at Center of Hope since September. She helps clean the shelter, goes to Bible study, learns job skills, and enjoys a little peace with her kids. All four are under the age of 7. Moore hopes to be in her own apartment and working toward nursing school by summer. And while she's beyond grateful for the shelter, she craves independence.
You wake up, you notice you're here, and it's hard to take in a lot of the times, but make it through.
Moore admits, even before moving into the shelter, even when she was working at Walmart, she struggled to make ends meet. She couldn't afford basic personal items, things like a new bra, even tampons.
That would be one of the last things, bras and hygiene stuff, and I would be trying to give my kids something to eat or something.
That's the way a lot of moms think, sacrificing basic personal needs for the sake of their kids. The math gets even tougher when you're homeless. That's where Dana Marlowe comes in.
We have donated over 85,000 bras and over 400,000 menstrual hygiene products. Those are maxi pads and tampons.
While that seems like a lot, Marlowe says she's only been at it for 18 months, and the whole thing started by accident. While out shopping for new bras, she asked the saleswoman what to do with her old ones.
And she said, homeless women need bras. And I was like, oh my God, I'm living under a rock. How did I not know this?
So Marlowe rounded up 16 bras of her own to donate, then put out a plea to friends on social media. From there, it just exploded. Which is why Marlowe decided to move beyond bras, founding the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit Support the Girls.
Many homeless women and girls are choosing between a hot meal, a food sandwich, and maxi pads and tampons. And that doesn't sit right with me.
And she's doing something about it, sending bags of bras and cartons of hygiene products to women in need everywhere.
Some bras. We have over 530 bras in my truck.
Support the Girls has partnered with communities across the globe, from Chicago and Phoenix to Thailand and Australia.
Thank you.
Got it.
On this particular day, 700 maxi pads, 3,500 tampons, and 600 bras are being unloaded at Center of Hope in Dallas.
36 bags.
A case manager there, Tina Williams, says this donation isn't just practical, it's empowering.
It just builds your self-esteem. You're able to say, hey, I got this. Because what woman want to stand up and then not sure? What woman want to walk around like that, uncomfortable?
When women arrive at the shelter, the last thing they should have to worry about is tracking down a bra or a box of tampons, Williams says. They already have enough to worry about.
Loss of job, nowhere to stay. They have 3 to 4 to 5 children. Just broken women.
Center of Hope is working to put them back together. A truckload of goodies from Support the Girls makes it that much easier. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Clear skies, a low around 49 this evening. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high in the lower 80s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.